sounds good. Forget, I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
I'm not making nice, and I'm not backing down today. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Herzog coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with the American Awakening. Today is the 17th. Today is tax day, and at midnight, everybody's supposed to run down to the mailbox and file those returns. Well, almost everybody, at least the people that believe what they tell us. Listen, a couple of announcements. Then my show today, I'm going to go into some detail on this shooting yesterday for the first hour and a half. And I'd like to get some input from the listeners, but I got a couple of announcements to make here. Don't forget, we want all the truckers at the boycott in all 48 state legislatures and at the Capitol building. This is going to be big, folks. So we've had a few of the broadcasters on the network have had Wanda Piatti, who's an activist for this, on the air. And I was going to have her on the air, too, and I decided to forgo that because Greg Zizmansky has her coming on tomorrow. Don Harkins had her on Saturday. Derry Brownfield had her on today. So it looks like this thing is really, really going to be big. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. It's next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday where all the truckers just park in front of the Capitol and turn off their trucks. Another announcement I want to make. For the first time in 15 years, I pulled an article yesterday off of Yahoo. It says the dollar is at near a record low versus the euro. And it also goes on to say that the dollar gave up more ground to the euro and climbed within 1 cent of its all-time high, and the pound neared $2 Monday. That was Monday. And guess what? Today, for the first time in 15 years, it has gone over $2 per dollar. In other words, the pound is, let's see, it says the pound neared $2. It's now over $2. So I'm going to make an announcement here, and I'm telling you, folks, you need, the time is now. You need to get on the phone and call Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett at 800-724-2719 and buy all the gold and silver you can, because the landslide is right here. It's like being at the top of the roller coaster rail and just starting to go over the edge. Believe me when I tell you, it's happening. I'm looking at the screen right now, and the United States dollar has dropped another 22 points. It is at 81.65. It has dropped, 135 basis points just in the last week and a half? I'm telling you, it's time to buy, folks. Take every available dollar you can and buy gold and silver. Again, I'm going to put out that number for you. Call Robbie or Jeff at 800-691-7898. I gave you the call-in number to the station. Again, it's 800-691-7898. And by the way, I'm not saying this because they told me to promote this. I'm telling you this because it's time, okay? Call them up and buy some gold. You won't regret it. Now, coming up after the break, I'm going to get into some of the nuances and coincidence about this tragic shooting yesterday. Tell you what, I'm appalled, folks. I am really appalled. And when I go into these coincidences and nuances about this, I want your opinion on what you think. Is this another Manchurian candidate? Is this MK Ultra project? Give me your thoughts after the break. Michael Herzog, republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave, The American Awakening. I'll see you in three.
Hi, Steve Schenck, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after a report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges double price. If you intend to start or finish fly, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years would you need. When there are shortages, missing ice will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when foods get short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website moneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked at several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure. Now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Hey, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Herzog, the American Awake, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I'm going to announce one more time, because I mean this emphatically, folks. I've done it. You need to do it. Okay, this article, dollar at a near record low, it shows signs of slowing down, and gold is rapidly approaching $700 an ounce. And I'll tell you what, you know, that is the catalyst. It hits $700 an ounce, and it's going to go crazy. It's continually losing ground to the euro. It's losing ground to the pound. So, you know, the handwriting's on the wall here, guys. Take every available nickel you can and buy gold and silver with it. Okay, let me shift gears. Now, as we all know yesterday, I'm sure you guys, anybody that has a TV, which I don't, has probably been lambasted with art or with the reports on this shooter, South Korean shooter. He was identified as a 23-year-old lone gunman. I've got an article here that I pulled from WHO News, and I'm not going to read the entire article to you, but what I did was I scanned through this article, and I just underlined the buzzwords. I'm going to read some of these to you because it reminds me. So I'm going to take you on a journey down memory lane here, and then I want your thoughts on what you think. Blacksburg, Virginia. The gunman suspected of carrying out the Virginia Tech massacre that left 33 people dead was identified Tuesday as a senior English major from South Korea, but police and university officials offered, and here's where I've outlined this, no clue to his motive. Now that's a buzz phrase. Here's another buzz phrase. He was alone and were having difficulty finding information about him. Now I'm going to tie this in a minute here, but I'm going to read buzzwords. I'm not going to go through the whole article. Another buzz phrase, the gunman committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Another one. One law enforcement official said Cho's backpack, that's the fellow's name, Cho Sung Hui, Cho's backpack contained a receipt for a March purchase of a Glock 9mm pistol. Now, where have we heard that before? Remember shortly after 9/11, when they mysteriously found, I believe it was a passport that hadn't been burned at all at the base of the tower from one of the alleged hijackers? Remember when the FBI found, I believe it was a will that was in the car along with some other paraphernalia by one of the hijackers? But again, they mysteriously found with this gentleman a receipt for a Glock 9mm pistol backpack. Another buzz phrase. Investigators stopped short of saying Cho carried out both attacks, but tests show one gun was used in both, the Virginia State Police said. And then another. And two law enforcement officials, guess, speaking on condition of anonymity, because the information had not been announced, said Cho's fingerprints were found on the two guns used on page. And, mysteriously, the serial numbers on the two weapons had been filed off. Cho was the shooter in both attacks, and some other comments made a gentleman is, quote, he was very quiet, always by himself. Now, you know what this reminds me of? That phrase, he was a loner, and we're having difficulty finding information about him. Did they not say the same thing about Sirhan Sirhan? You know, the alleged assassin Robert Kennedy, did not say the same thing about John David Chapman, the assassin of John Lennon. Did they not say the same thing about John Hinckley Jr., the attempt assassination on Ronald Reagan? And so I ask you, you know, this stinks to me like another Manchurian candidate. An MK Ultra project, mind control, if you will. Now, again, don't get me wrong, folks. I'm not saying, oh, yes, it is indeed, and oh, yeah, this is definitely a Manchurian candidate. What I'm doing is throwing out coincidences and nuances to you, and I want you to just use it for food for thought, okay? So now I'm going to take you down the memory hole and give you some other interesting coincidences of things that happened shortly before legislation passed, and then, coincidentally, this incident. So, let's go back to 1995. On February 10th, 1995, a counterterrorism, if you folks recall, was drafted by the Clinton administration and was introduced in the Senate as S-39 and in the House of Representatives as H.R. 86. The Clinton bill is a mixture of provisions eroding constitutional and statutory due process protections, selective federalization on political grounds of state crimes, discredited ideas from the Reagan and Bush administration, the first Bush, extension of some of the worst elements of crime bills in the recent past. The legislation would authorize the Justice Department to pick and choose crimes to investigate and prosecute based on political beliefs and associations. In other words, selective enforcement. Number two, to repeal the ancient provision barring the U.S. military from civilian law enforcement. Number three, to expand a pre-trial detention scheme that puts the burden of proof on the accused. To loosen the carefully crafted rules of governing federal wiretaps in violation of the Fourth Amendment. Is any of this sounding familiar to you folks? Number five, establish special courts that would use secret evidence in order for the deportation of persons convicted of no crimes in violation of the basic principles of due process. To permit permanent detention by the Attorney General of aliens convicted of no crimes with no judicial review. To give the President unreviewable power to criminalize fundraising for lawful activities associated with unpopular causes. To renege on the administration's approval in the last Congress of a provision to ensure that the FBI would not investigate based on First Amendment activities. And to resurrect the discredited ideological visa denial provisions of the McCarran-Walter Act to bar foreign speakers. On April 7th, now, remember, this was proposed, folks, in a bill, H.R. 890, on February 10th, 1995. And what's interesting about this is that the bill went to Congress, and it basically just stalled. They argued about it, they put it in a committee, they talked about it, but nothing was really done about it, okay? And it just kind of died, and it laid there. On April 17th, 1995, Timothy McVeigh reportedly picked up a 20-foot Ryder truck from Elliott's Body Shop in Junction City. The truck was filled with roughly 5,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate, an agricultural fertilizer, and nitromethane, a highly volatile motor racing fuel, a mixture also known as Kennepac or NFO, ammonium nitrate fuel oil. Now, coincidentally, on April 28th of 1996, and remember, I'm taking down the memory hole here, and you may not know this, but on April 28th of 1996, in Tasmania, Australia, there was a gunman that went berserk and killed, in reports I have, 20 to 28 people. 12 days after that, those killings, there was legislation passed on an assault ban in Australia. Okay? Another coincidence? Now, let's go back to this Timothy McVeigh thing. Remember, the bill had stalled in Congress. It was the Omnibus Counterterrorism Act. Incidentally, after that incident with the Oklahoma City bombing at the Murrow Building, it was signed. The Omnibus Counterterrorism Act was signed into law October 9th of 1996. Okay. Now, since we have 9/11. Let's see, it was 45 days after the events of 9/11 that draconian piece of legislation was signed into law called the Patriot Act. And I don't even remember how many pages it is, but it's voluminous. It had, I don't even know, 700-800 pages, whatever. Within 45 days, that legislation could not have even been drafted in the frame from 9/11 to October 26, when it was enacted into law. That was 45 days. It had to have been drafted prior to 11. Then we also have had George Bush last year sign the Military Commissions Act and the John Warner Defense Bill, basically stripped us of posse comitatus and habeas corpus. It stripped about 9 of the 10 Bill of Rights. Okay? I say all that to say this. Coincidentally, and again, these are coincidences, here we have what looks on the surface to be a false flag terror event, where a crazed gunman goes to a college and literally assassinates 30 people plus, closes the doors, goes in there, and just eliminates them. Now, I have a question. Why a college? Why do you think it would be a college? Do you think it could be because there might not be cameras at the college? I wonder. At any rate, you've heard me before, and I have a guest coming up tomorrow, Ted Pike, to talk about legislation. Matter of fact, I read some legislation last week on the air. It's a proposal by Dennis Kucinich, H.R. 808, where they're putting legislation forth to introduce a brand new cabinet to our government. It's the Peace Cabinet, H.R. 808. Read it on the air last week. I'm going to talk to Ted Pike about it tomorrow, so I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about it. But it's the hate. It's one of the three hate crimes legislations that is in committee right now. With that, let me take a break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about another bill that's been sitting in this February. Another incidents on this these shootings. I'll be back in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. RepublicBroadcasting.org.
How are you preparing ahead for events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves, Haber washers, and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have perfect products to complete your operations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll have a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a coffee drinker, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Fortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about. Bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a Social Security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid gents, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, actually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the Power Beat don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, live anonymously, live free. You can also order Crisis by telephone 02-433-6222.
We're back. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening coming by Round Rock, Texas. And I was talking about this hate crimes legislation. I read the H.R. 8, which is one of three bills that has been introduced at the proposal. The ADL is behind this, and this is the one that Dennis Kucinich and a number of other congressmen introduced. Ted Pike's coming on tomorrow to go into a little bit more elaborate detail on this. But this ties in as well. I'm going to save that one for tomorrow, but I've got two other ones here. But before I read this, I have a caller that is on the line I'm going to go to, and then I'm going to go back to this. And at the end, once I finish with this, then I'm going to open up the phone lines. But anyway, Don from Ohio. Go ahead, Don. You're on the air. Hello? He's off? Okay. Sorry, we lost Don. Anyway, I'll go back to what I was talking about. The next one is the assault ban. Now, in February 13th of 2007, Congressman McCarthy of New York introduced the following bill, which was referred to the Committee on the Judiciary. And it's a bill to reauthorize the assault weapons ban and for other purposes. And I'm going to go through some of this bill. But this has been in there. They haven't done anything with it yet, but it's been sitting in there now for about 2 months. And again, here we go with coincidences, folks. Let me read some of the legislation proposed by Congressman McCarthy on this bill. This act may be cited as the Assault Weapons Ban and Law Enforcement Protection Act of 2007. And it goes on through here talking about a reinstatement for 10 years of the repealed criminal provisions relating to the assault weapons and large capacity ammunition feeding devices. It goes down here in the definitions and they outline a number of different assault weapons, which include but are not limited to the M1 carbine, the High Point carbine, the Calico Liberty, the AR-70, the AR-15 Bushmaster, which I have one of those. Curiously enough, they're even going down to as far as the semi-automatic rifle that has a fixed magazine with the capacity to accept more than 10 rounds of ammunition, and also a semi-automatic pistol with a fixed magazine that has the capacity to accept more than 10 rounds. A semi-automatic shotgun that has, listen to this, a pistol grip. They're talking about banning these, folks. All right, and here is another bill that has been sitting in Congress for 2 months. They haven't really done anything with it yet. It's just sitting there. Coincidence? Okay, a little nuance. What about that omnibus terror bill that was sitting in Congress that has stalled flat until the Oklahoma City bombing. Do you smell a rat here? A shotgun with a revolving cylinder. A conversion kit. These are all things that they're proposing banning. It's a bill in Congress right now. At any rate, this goes on for 10 pages. I'm not going to go into all of it. I just wanted to plant that seed. I want you to think about that because I'm going to move on. Now, we have the hate crimes legislation bill, three of them. We have this H.R. 22 Assault Weapons Ban and Law Enforcement Protection Act of 2007 that's been sitting in there for 2 months doing nothing. And here's just another curiosity. The federal prosecutors that were fired. Now, I'm sure a lot of you, maybe some of you, haven't heard that there were hearings. The Senate Judiciary Committee was going to have hearings, and they were subpoenaing Gonzalez, our wonderful Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, to testify at these hearings. Associated Press, listen to this. The Senate Judiciary Committee postponed Tuesday's questioning of Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez on the firings of eight federal prosecutors, saying that the proceedings would, listen to this, folks, be inappropriate in light of the Virginia Tech shootings. How convenient, huh? Look at, I mean, if this is MKUltra or if it's Manchurian Candidate, I mean, how convenient. Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy made the decision to postpone the long-awaited hearing, said Tracy Schmaler, spokeswoman for the Vermont Democrat. The hearing is considered Gonzalez's last chance to quiet a controversy that has prompted calls in both parties for his resignation. And guess what? There's no further date for a hearing scheduled. How convenient, isn't it? I'm telling you, this, folks, this just reeks. If indeed this is a mind control, if it's MKUltra, and I'm not saying it is, I'm just saying that there's so many coincidences here, okay? It seems to happen every time there's legislation that's sitting in here that they want to get passed and they're not moving fast enough on it. Mysteriously enough, something major happens that causes Congress to act immediately and shoot this legislation through. And I want you to think about something. If it's true that that's what they're doing, what kind of cold-blooded, heartless, soulless, Luciferian individuals do we have in government that could perpetrate something like this? Something else here, off the cuff. Oh, got a break, okay? Got another one I'm going to read about Bush after the break. Michael Herzog, An American Awakening. RepublicBroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. Be back in three. Stick with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And, you know, I'm talking about this this shooting yesterday and the coincidences involved, this hate crimes legislation that could come up for a vote at any time, the assault weapons ban bill that was introduced February 13th that was sitting in Congress, coincidentally the same thing that the omnibus terrorism bill was sitting in Congress doing nothing until the Oklahoma city bombing. And you know what, folks? I mean, truly, most of you out there, the people that have been listening to Republic for a long time know, but some of the new listeners may not know, that we indeed are in a war here. And it is in my view that the stakes are getting higher by the day. And let me take a moment and explain what I mean. We've seen lately that Rosie O'Donnell has come out. She's gone down the rabbit hole. She's done the research, and she's starting to blow the whistle on 9/11. Don Imus was fired from his radio show just the other day, supposedly from calling some women on a black basketball team nappy-headed hoes. I'm sorry, that isn't the real reason. He was about ready to blow the whistle on 9/11 as well. Not only them, but Christine Ebersole, James Brolin, Ed Asner, all of these people, Charlie Sheen. All these people are starting to come out after they've you know, gotten the guts to go down the rabbit hole and read what really happened. Look at the reports, and now they're saying, you know what, there's a big fly in the ointment here. We no longer believe the government's official poppycock story. And why are we in such a war? Why are we stepping it up? Why is this all happening now? Because these criminals are so paranoid that they know it's now or never. If they don't get it done now, they're never going to get it done. And taking into consideration for a moment the assault weapons ban, they want to take our guns. The hate crimes legislation, so we can't speak out. Now, I've got another one here for you, and I'm going to remind you of this as well. This is from the Online Journal. The George W. Bush administration seized the White House in 2000 by way of an openly stolen election, then cemented its criminal power into place with the unprecedented 9/11 mass murder and its two resulting abominations, the fabricated war on terrorism, that's a pretext for endless global war, and the USA Patriot Act, the full-scale destruction of the Constitution and the militarization of the U.S. homeland. The deepening of the war and security state continues unabated and relatively unopposed, in spite of meager posturing of largely complicit congressional Democrats. Nothing has been done to stop, reverse, or undo the Bush administration's boundless criminality.
It's wide open corruption, or the absolute and systematic rape of the law itself. Few, if any, of Bush's criminals have been brought to justice. And three new examples leave no doubt. In yet another attack on the separation of powers, the Bush administration is pushing for a, quote, war czar, giving the White House even more centralized war power over and above the power it already wields through the Pentagon, the State Department, and the CIA. Through the concocted war and intelligence czars, the White House inner circle, Bush, Cheney, Rove, etc., wields total dictatorial power and the power to bypass and silence any hint of opposition from the rest of the government. Mike McConnell, the National Intelligence Director, intelligence czar himself, is pushing for greatly expanded power to spy on U.S. citizens. Now, let me break here. Greatly expanded power? They're already doing it. What does that mean? Greatly expanded power. You know, I've heard about this, the cameras that are going in British Airways, so when you're sitting in your seat flying across the Atlantic, they're watching you the whole time. I mean, is the next move to have a camera in my toilet? Give me a break here. Greatly expanded power to spy on U.S. citizens and potential terrorists. McConnell is requesting more warrantless wiretapping and surveillance of U.S. citizens and more spying without Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, court approval, or other court orders. McConnell is also demanding that telecommunications companies receive immunity from civil liability. Does that reek? What about these pharmaceutical companies that are getting immunity from liability for shooting our children full of thimerosal and these things that are causing autism? Let me continue. Immunity from civil liability for cooperating with the Bush administration. Two companies, AT&T and Verizon, now face lawsuits for handing phone records to the NSA. AT&T's, quote, secret rooms provided the Bush administration direct access to the lives of U.S. citizens. This is beyond Orwellian, folks. The Bush administration wants not only the full legal authority, but the permission to violate and destroy the lives of anyone it targets. It's called selective enforcement. It is a fact detailed in a new investigation by Jeremy Shahill that Blackwater, the private mercenary firm, manages and runs many aspects of the Bush administration's criminal wars all over the world, as well as domestic, quote, security operations, such as police operations in the post-Hurricane Katrina New Orleans. We all remember that, don't we? Blackwater, one of the many poison-fanged corporate military faces of Bush Cheney's neocon political apparatus, headed by hardwired Bush-connected neocon military intelligence figures, is above the law. Not controlled by either the U.S. military or the U.S. Congress, Blackwater, which is thriving and building new facilities all over the world, including the United States, is the face of a new international and homeland security state. In short, a criminal state. And don't think for a minute, folks, that we're not in an info war. If you're sitting on your backside in your chair and you're listening to this broadcast or any other broadcast on the RBN network and you're doing nothing, your guts should be churning. It should be gnawing at you to get up off your seat and go out and tell somebody about it. Because if we don't, and believe me, the time is now, if you don't get up off your chair and go out and tell somebody about it, it's almost the end game. Have you considered for a moment? They passed this hate crimes legislation. You're not going to be able to talk anymore without fear of being prosecuted. They passed the assault weapons ban, and it's only a small step further to banning all guns. They're going to be coming for your guns. Next, it's going to be your gold. They're going to outlaw you having gold, just like they did in 1933, and say, oh, it's time to turn it in. At what point do we draw a line in the sand and say, hey, guess what? Enough is enough. It's getting close. Bush admits Americans are weary of war. No kidding. This is unbelievable. Some of this stuff, I find it difficult to even read. President George W. Bush acknowledged on Wednesday that Americans are weary of the Iraq War. Bush, who was speaking during a visit to a remote base in the high desert of California, said, it's a tough war, adding the American people are weary of this war. Well, George, if we're so weary of it, and you know we're so weary of it, why don't you stop it? Instead, oh no, he can't do that. The president, however, defended his decision to add about 30,000 extra troops to Iraq, saying he wants to bring stability to Baghdad and avoid the spread of another conflict into the region that could endanger the U.S. ally, Israel. Oh, Israel. You mean that instigator over there that's stirring up all the trouble, George? Mm-hmm. Bush renewed his criticism of Democrats for trying to attach pullout timetable deadlines to the war funding legislation. I can't even go any further. I can't go. Look, I'm gonna, let me open up the. I need some opinions here, folks. Am I off my rocker here, or do you think maybe there's a possibility that this is a MK Ultra, another mind control, a Manchurian candidate? I'd like some of your thoughts out there. 800-313-9443. I got another one to read, but hey, the phone lines are open. If you want to call in and put in your two cents, you know, have at it. I'm ready for you. News from the West. Media subterfuge and school shootings. By the way, I forgot to mention, I've got a guest coming up at the bottom of the next hour. I want to talk for a little bit about one of our sponsors, so remember that and stick with us. Let's see. Kurt Maynard hits the nail right on the head this time around. It's sad to say, but the first thought I had in hearing of this horrific tragedy at Virginia Tech was that it would be manipulated and twisted by the alien Zionist media in order to promote gun control. Well, hello, Kurt. Yes. All right. I will guarantee you folks that H.R. 1022, is it 1022? I believe it is. Yeah, H.R. 1022, the assault ban weapons, is going to be right back on the table and being looked at with a magnifying glass. Okay, let's see. This will just be just one more opportunity for the liberals and Judeo-eccentric extremists to push their dangerous minded agenda in an effort to disarm America. Perhaps, well, hey, guess what? I'm not the only one that thinks that way. Perhaps I sound paranoid, but I believe the Jewish supremacist controllers of the United States, that should be Zionist, not Jewish, Kurt, controllers of the United States will first confiscate all our weapons. Yes. Then will silence us through ADL-drafted hate speech legislation. Hey, how curious. I just said that. Well, again, I'm not the only one. This will lead to gulag-style prison camps for political dissidents and enemies of neo-Judeo-Bolshevik rule. Eventually, in a nation full of muted and unarmed citizens, there will be outright executions awaiting those accused of anti-Semitism. Got a call. Rita from Colorado. How you doing, girl?
Oh, hi,
Michael.
You know, it looks like one of these times where, like, everything we say is like, it's like there's going to be, the response is kind of like pre-scripted, and they were like waiting for us to notice, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this, don't you agree, Rita? This is sickening. I mean, you know, people like us, and I know you've been down the rabbit hole, you're very awake here. It's, you can see their move, every move they make. You can.
Yeah.
You can script this. You can.
And like yesterday, it was like the same time. It was the first time I noticed that the words together, UN attack helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like you used to see like UN support or UN support troops or something.
Right.
But now it's UN support helicopters. The same day, this guy that I don't know if he's Chinese or South Korean, but they're calling him South Korean, which is coincidentally that's who our UN Secretary General is now, a South Korean guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but you know, just if you look at the big picture now, like if there isn't a war with Iran, then Iran can, you know, still mine the Straits of Hormuz, and if they mine the Straits of Hormuz, which way is that oil going to go? You know, think about it.
Which way
to go to Asia?
Where's it going to go? The price is going to go up.
Yeah, and it's going to be heading away from, you know, Western countries, and it's going to be heading toward Asia.
Mm-hmm.
And now, just coincidentally, now who is our enemy? You know, this Asian guy. And I would suspect I'm MK Ultra for sure.
Okay, well that,
on this.
I'm trying to find out. I want to get kind of an overall picture of the listeners out there and who believes it and who doesn't believe it. But you know, as far as the educated listeners, as I said, you know, you can look back down the memory hole and see that it's the same thing every time. Every time they have legislation in that they want passed that dies or can't get passed, they turn around and pull an event like this. And it just shows you the heartless soullessness of these people, that they will go to these lengths to assassinate 30, 35 college students, young people coming up, you know, young people that their whole lives ahead of them are gone now because they want to silence us.
Listen. Yeah, but we got to be able to have like a steely eye now. We got to be able to look him in the eye, you know, like Frodo going to Mordor or something, you know.
Yeah.
Because I mean that's what it's like, you know. Because I know stuff, you know, that I can't talk to people about because they'll freak out, you know.
Oh, I know.
But we got to get to the point where I can start telling people, you know, straight out, and they'll say, "Oh, okay, now we understand more."
Yeah, well, it's getting close.
That's the way it is.
It's time for all of us that are educated to stand up. Listen, thanks for the call, Rita.
I've got
other calls coming in, but I appreciate your input. Okay.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you. Let's go to Tom from New York. Tom, you're on with Michael.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you, buddy?
Okay, everything is great, man. I'm just, I guess people got tired of listening about IMS. They needed another deflection in their daily lives.
They're throwing it at us from all angles, aren't they?
Oh, well, you know, they've had a long time to plan this.
Mm-hmm.
And the American people don't assimilate the information quick enough.
Well, you know what? Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, do you agree or disagree? The gloves are coming off now. There's so many people that are coming out about 9/11 and saying, hey, this is bunk, okay, that these people are saying, hey, it's now or never. And they're throwing it at us from all angles.
Well, I appreciate that, but the only problem with that is the people that have gone to great lengths at 9/11 have taken a cowardice posture. They say, well, now we've put all the information. That's not what information you have and what you can prove. It's what you do about it.
That's exactly right. Yes.
I mean, an informed sheep and a stupid sheep taste the same to a wolf. When do you become the wolf?
Good point, Tom.
You know?
Yeah, I know. And as I said, I just announced, it's time to get up. You know, for these people that are sitting on their duffs and not doing anything about it, and they're afraid that they get out and they talk to their neighbor, and the neighbor is going to call them a kook. Hey, you know what? Do what I do. Pull some of these articles and stick it in their face.
Yeah, relabel the barn. That's the name of it. The only difference between history and current events is the name and places of the victims.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing changes. The song remains the same, you know?
Yeah.
And,
well, it's coming home to roost.
I love it. I mean, you know, the bottom line is bring it on.
Hey,
You know, bring it on. I'm tired of listening to the rhetoric made up by these people who've never fought a war. I'm tired of listening to all of these people with all of these theories, this, that, and the other thing. The bottom line is I'm tired of America being divided. Sovereign citizens, this citizen, black citizens, white citizens, if either you're with us or against us. And I'm not talking about the corporations. I'm talking about the people.
Mm-hmm.
We need to rally together and remember something. Your Honor, they're all green in my night scope. Wasn't an act of prejudice.
Good point, buddy. All right. It's time for us all to come together. The truckers, okay, the 9/11 truthers, the tax people, all of them. All right. It's time to come together. Listen,
yeah.
I got to run, Tom. Okay.
Later.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. Linda from Minnesota, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yes, quickly. I called CNN, Fox, MSNBC, and quite frankly told them, I said, why aren't you sending out your investigators to see if this was a CIA operative?
And they replied?
Well, in some cases I was just on a recording, but in the other cases they're not allowed to reply back.
Oh, brother. That's it figures. Yes, the controlled media. Go ahead.
And then I called one of my senators. And, of course, I didn't get to speak with him, but I told the office lady, I came right out and told her, I said, you know, you take an oath to uphold the Constitution and to protect us against foreign and domestic enemies. I said, it is the government that did this. I said, isn't it interesting that these horrendous crimes take place generally in the spring, when the Illuminati and the Skull and Bones are doing sacrifice to their god, who
mm-hmm.
is Lucifer,
mm-hmm.
and they send out their mercenaries to do their job for them, such as Timothy McVeigh.
Mm-hmm.
And she hung up on me, so I called her back, and I continued on.
All right, Linda, let me hold you up. I'll hold you over for a minute after the break, okay? But I got to go to a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, republicbroadcasting.org, and 12180 shortwave, CN3.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Michelle, I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Hey, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming at you live from Round Rock, Texas. Short segment this time, up to the top of the hour, and I've got Linda. Linda, another closing thought on this.
Well, it's the idea that I was trying to tell this officewoman for Coleman from Minnesota is that he took an oath to uphold the Constitution, and he is not protecting us against the domestic enemies, which is the government. And that was what I told her. I said, I believe that it was the government that did this, probably through the CIA. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there is no protection through Homeland Security because these organizations are the equivalent of the KGB and the Gestapo. That's all they are.
Right. Just they pull this off to advance their agenda. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what we're going to do.
We're going to wake up the rest of America and let them know what's going on, okay?
Well, what I've just said to you, I could never say to my family. They wouldn't allow me to say it.
Well, turn them on to Republic Broadcasting. I'll say it to them.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Linda. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Don in Ohio. Don, you're on with Michael. Hello?
Am I there?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to bring up the truckers boycott / rally.
Mm-hmm.
I want to convince our listeners up in Canada that what goes around comes around, and they should, if they can, within time and stuff like that, also join us by at least, lining up at the entry points to America and, go through and, go back around and go through again, just start, causing a traffic jam.
No, I agree. I mean, it affects us all. You know, this is the North American Union. And, yes, Canada is affected by it, maybe not right this minute, but they're going to be.
Yep.
Yeah. Great thought, Don.
Okay, take her easy.
All right, thank you, buddy. Let's go to Clifford in Canada. Clifford, you're online with Michael.
Good afternoon.
How are you, buddy?
Yes, pretty good, thanks. I think that this May Day may be that time where the communists may take care of our government for us. Like, I did a search on the Internet for May Day plans a few days ago, and I came up with a lot of interesting sites. One of them lists a Muslim group is going to be joining up with their the illegal Mexicans because some Department of the United States are raiding businesses that are hiring these illegals, and that's making a lot of the illegals upset with the government. And it is also going to be 36 years since the May Day, big May Day protests in 1971, which brought down the end of the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
And 36 is a very significant time period. And that is 6 times 6, but it's also 666 when you add numbers 1 to 36 together.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of like the Antichrist number.
Yeah, you know, I've gone down that rabbit hole a little bit and on the numerology, and
yes.
And although, you know, normal individuals, a lot of people just, you know, poo-poo it, even though it sounds superficial, these people do use numerology. It's
yes,
big with them. Listen, I got to go to a break. You want me to hold you over for another thought, Cliff?
Yes.
All right. Going to break. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Second hour coming up. Stick with me. RepublicBroadcasting.org and 12180 Shortwave. See you in three.
Nothing left for me.